Hello and welcome to this special edition of the Top Story, where we will look at the attack on a concert hall near Moscow and its aftermath. I'm Do Hongyu. Around 100 people, including children, are dead, and over 100 others injured after an attack by gunmen on a concert hall in a Moscow suburb. It's one of the worst attacks in Russia in decades. The Kremlin Press Service reported that the director of the Federal Security Service has reported to President Vladimir Putin about the detention of 11 people, including four terrorists, who participated in the terrorist attack in Crocus City Hall. The incident happened on Friday at the concert hall in Krasnogorsk, a suburb west of Moscow. At least five gunmen dressed in tactical uniforms entered the hall and began shooting civilians ahead of a concert by the rock band Picnic. A journalist from RIA News Agency said the attackers threw a grenade or incendiary bomb, setting the concert hall on fire. Authorities say the flames have been mostly put out, but the roof has collapsed. Rescuers are cleaning up the rubble. All of the victims of the attack have been evacuated from the site. And law enforcement officers have completely cordoned off Red Square in the center of Moscow. Russian authorities say a search is underway for the attackers and a terrorism investigation has been launched. CGTN correspondent Vadim Simakov brings us an overview of aftermath of the attack.
A terrorist attack occurred in Moscow. Individuals armed with automatic weapons opened a fire on people at the Moscow Krakow Hall, resulting in numerous casualties and injuries. Following the attack, the building was caught on fire. Currently, law enforcement authorities are actively searching for the terrorists within Moscow and the Moscow region. Public events have been suspended. Schools and malls have been closed. And the streets are heavily patrolled by the law enforcement personnel. Reports indicate that the terrorists have fled the scene at Krokus and are now believed to be in Moscow region.
For the latest, CGTN anchor Martin Adener spoke with Dasha Chernyshova at the scene.
Suspected of carrying out the deadly attack have been detained. Bring us up to speed.
Well, indeed, we understand that to this moment, 11 people who might have been involved into this attack have been detained by the Russian authorities. Four of them have been directly participating in this act of terrorism. This is how Moscow is treating it. This is what the investigative committee is now looking into. We also have the confirmation from the authorities here in Russia that at least 93 people have died as a result of this act of terrorism. Several children have died during this act of terrorism overnight as they were taken to the hospitals in Moscow. And there are many, over 100 people who are still hospitalized. Many have undergone the surgeries, so certainly the death toll could change. We are waiting for the numbers. But in the meantime, the investigators are now looking inside the Krakow City Hall. This is what is believed to be helping the investigation so that they can find all the evidence inside that could be helping in this probe. At the same time, there have been also reports about the car chase taking the perpetrators, those who have who are believed to be involved in this attack, to the Bryansk region. This is where the car was apparently turned upside down in this car chase, and some of those men inside have left the scene running into the forest. Another person, we understand, has been taken to hospital for the surgery. All these suspects who have been detained are now being transferred to Moscow for the investigation. So certainly a very rapidly developing story. We understand the authorities are very careful about the information they are releasing to the public in order not to interfere with the investigation.
Can you describe the atmosphere in Moscow following this shocking event?
Well, since early morning, we've been here at the scene of the deadly attack, and you can certainly see that people are here in the state of shock. They couldn't be prepared for any such development, even though there have been warnings coming from the U.S. Embassy in Moscow about 2 weeks ago, suggesting that there could be an act of terrorism committed in Russia. So certainly you can feel the nervousness in the air among the Moscovites, all the cultural, sports and entertainment events have been cancelled in Moscow as well as in other regions. We are seeing people bringing flowers to the makeshift memorials. We are also seeing the Russian Orthodox praying for the lives of the, for the souls of the dead and for the health of those injured. So certainly a very horrifying incidents for the Russians and especially for the Moscovites, with people lining up to donate blood. So indeed the state of shock, but people are trying to make sure that those who have suffered have everything they need.
Martin Adener also spoke to RT reporter Che Baus and the latest development.
Niche, Russia's state RIA news agency, says a list of victims identified is to be published. What do we know about this?
Yes, well, we know that at least 60 have been killed, and we've reports of up to 82 or 83 killed, and sadly three of those are now confirmed as being children. The casualty list includes around 145 people injured that we know of so far. We also know that 60 to 65 of those individuals sadly are in a critical condition in Moscow's hospitals. Now, it's important to remember that this is an ongoing situation. It's a fluid situation. Behind me, you can see the Crocus City venue, a huge venue, 6,000-seater theatre, which was packed last night when at 8 p.m. these five gunmen assaulted the building, basically, and went through it very methodically, executing these unarmed civilians as they went. And we could see an increase in the fatality numbers, and I think we should probably sadly expect to see that. And it's also important to recall that the roof on the building behind me, where you can still see the smoke rising, has collapsed, and that is hindering attempts to investigate the scene, number one, and also sadly potentially discover some of those who are still missing. So regarding the list that will be released, there's a lot of anxious people here in Moscow and across Russia trying to trace relatives and friends who they believe may have been at this tragic event last night.
And what's the reaction of the Russian authorities to this incident?
Well, the Russian authorities has been one of condemnation and, of course, also one of shock and, I suppose, solidarity with the Russian people. This is a shocking event. It's the worst terrorist attack on Russian soil in decades. It's probably the Beslan massacre, which was carried out by Islamic militants on a school in Russia decades ago, which would only even mirror the scope and scale of the brutality that we witnessed here in Moscow last night. So the reaction is one of shock, but there's also a sense of solidarity here in Russia among ordinary Russians. All morning I've seen taxi drivers and ordinary volunteers turning up with flasks of coffee and tea for rescue workers, for police officers, and indeed even for us journalists here. So there's a sense of people pulling together, a sense of determination that this type of attack won't have the desired effect, which is to disrupt everyday Russian life.
Some eyewitnesses have recalled the horrible moments of concert hall attack near Moscow.
We just finished our dinner when we heard terrorist attack and all started running to the fire exit nearby. We moved to the exit and there we saw a lot of fire and people running. We ran to the concert hall and there were many dead bodies. And I started filming on my phone. And somebody running towards the hall with an automatic gun.
We were in the building of the Aquarium Hotel. We worked there. We ran out of the building via fire exit and came to the central entrance. We saw a fire in the Crocus Hall roof. When we went near one of the buildings, we saw a lot of dead bodies inside. Windows were broken. A fire team was there. Police also, but not many fire teams.
I was sitting in the hall upstairs where the balconies were. We heard gunshots. At first, we didn't understand what happened. Then I personally saw how the terrorists came in, started shooting everyone. In the end, they threw a Molotov. Everything was set on fire. We were led to the exit. Turned out, the exit was locked. We ran all over Crocus City, trying to find an exit, but to no avail. We went into the basement of the Crocus City Hall and waited for the emergency services and got out.
I've seen the wounded. I saw people lying on the ground when the shooting happened. I cannot. More than a dozen.
I was near the shopping mall over there and I heard sounds like firecrackers without knowing what happened. I saw many people running and they told me there were gunshots. So I was evacuated here with them, which should be a safe place.
You're listening to a special edition of the top story about the deadly attack at a concert hall near Moscow, Russia. Russia's Federal Investigative Committee said that investigation and action teams from the central office have arrived at the scene of the incident. Investigators, criminologists, and experts of the investigative committee are working with relative departments of the Russian Ministry of Internal Affairs and the Russian Federal Security Service to conduct investigations, including obtaining physical evidence, including weapons and ammunition at the scene, and conducting genetic, ballistic, and all necessary identification, such as fingerprint identification, while collecting and studying video surveillance records. Video released by the Federal Investigative Committee showed that an AK series assault rifle and a large number of magazines and ammunition were found at the scene of the attack. Some Russian political analysts believe that, judging from the photos and videos circulating on the internet, the attackers acted extremely professionally, like mercenaries. Some veterans of the Russian Special Forces said that, judging from eyewitness accounts and on-site videos, the attackers had obviously planned for a long time. The Russian health minister has said that all major work in providing emergency treatment for the injured at the Krokus City Concert Hall has been completed. The treatment of seriously injured people is still continuing and everything has entered a stable state. About 100 people, including children, are currently hospitalized for treatment due to the terrorist attack. 60 of them are seriously injured. Russian President Vladimir Putin wished those injured in the attack a speedy recovery. Some of the injured are being treated at the MV Sklifosovsky Research Institute of Emergency Medicine in Moscow. CGTN correspondent Dmitry Malux has the latest from there.
I'm here outside the Moscow Sklifosovsky Hospital. According to the information we have gathered, 28 out of 145 injured from the overnight terrorist attack have been admitted here and are now in intensive care. The evacuation of victims from the terrorist attack at Krokus City Hall has been completed. However, rescues continue to carry the bodies of those killed from the concert complex building. According to the latest numbers, more than 60 people have been killed, but Russia's investigative committee has warned that this figure could increase given the high number of seriously injured victims in hospitals. Emergency surgical operations were performed overnight, quieted down a bit now as the city wakes up to a new day. We are following the incident from the hospital, the Krokus City Hall, and trying to speak with the doctors and officials from the Russian Ministry of Health.
The Krokus City Concert Hall, where the terrorist attack occurred, is located in the Krokus Exhibition Center in Krasnogorsk, Moscow region, close to the Moscow Ring Road. It's one of the first choice places where well-known Russian and world singers hold concerts in Russia. Krokus Exhibition Center opened in August 2004. It's the largest and most modern exhibition center in Moscow state, covering an area of about 450,000 square meters and able to hold 6,000 people. In 2018, the Russian World Cup International Broadcasting Center was established here. You're listening to a special edition of the top story about the deadly attack at a concert hall near Moscow, Russia. Chinese President Xi Jinping has extended condolences to Russian President Vladimir Putin over the shooting. President Xi says China opposes all forms of terrorism and strongly condemns terrorist attacks. Other countries and international organizations have also been reacting to the Moscow shooting. The United Nations Security Council has denounced what it called the heinous and cowardly terrorist attack. UN Chief Antonio Guterres also condemned it in the strongest possible terms. French President Emmanuel Macron said France stands in solidarity with the victims. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni described the attack as an odious act of terrorism, adding that the massacre of innocent civilians is unacceptable. The United States, European and Arab powers, and many former Soviet republics have also expressed shock and sent their condolences. Russia has been the target of persistent terrorist operations, mostly by ISIS, in recent years. The last major attack was reported in April 2017, when an explosive device was detonated on the St. Petersburg metro, causing 15 deaths, including the perpetrator, and injuring 45 others. A second explosive device was discovered and defused at the Plushtad Vostania metro station. In 2019, ISIS claimed responsibility for an explosion in Kolomna, a city near Moscow, which did not result in any casualties, and for an attack on a police officer at a checkpoint in the Akhoy-Modernovsky district in Chechnya, resulting in the officer's death by stabbing. Also in 2019, two perpetrators attacked Federal Security Service officers with automatic weapons and grenades. Russian authorities later reported that they were planning a terrorist attack in accordance with their affiliation with ISIS. That's it for this edition of The Top Story. I'm Dou Hongyu. Thanks for listening.